Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
It is 7:21. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning. Olivia Rafovich is a reserve colonel in the Israeli Defense Force, former foreign media spokesperson and military expert for I-24 News. A very good morning to you. Shavua Tov, thank you for joining us. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you very much. I'm okay. Thank you.
A very, very difficult and strange weekend. Lots of information that all just came together. And all of it makes us wonder if there is any chance, really, given Hamas's behavior, of the ceasefire continuing.
Right now, as you know, we are still in the framework of this negotiation process in order to continue to get our hostages back home. It is a full political decision by the government. And right now, we have also the support of the United States of America supporting us in the sense that we cannot accept to have this sordid, incredible pseudo-ceremony by Hamas of humiliation when there is this situation. So here we are now. We want our hostages back. We are still in the process, but we need to have a change in the Hamas behavior.
Let me put a scenario to you, and maybe you can comment on it, maybe you can't. On Thursday, we see the appalling ceremony where the bodies of babies are paraded through the streets, people cheering. We've got those terrible posters. It's a very, very ugly scene. In the middle of the night, Hamas had to know at some point within the next 12 hours, Israel is now already reeling from the news that the Bibas family are dead. They are reeling from the treatment, the mistreatment and abuse of the bodies. And then they know that they have already placed another body, not Shiri, in the coffin, which they know sometime during the night or early hours of the morning will be confirmed. 9 o'clock the next morning, there's meant to be a terror attack that is of significant proportion, and we don't know all the details because of the gag order, but we know multiple buses and transport network carriers are meant to blow up during rush hour at 9 o'clock. All of that, to me, suggests a very deliberate and cynical plan by Hamas to end a ceasefire, to push Israel and Israeli citizens beyond the brink of what they can handle. Give me your thoughts on that.
What you just say now, it is the clear truth, the clear reality. Now, we right now are still in a war situation with Hamas. What we are now living in is the a kind of break of ceasefire because of the hostages. Now, we want them back. We need to have them back. It is a priority, but it is a priority now. So we need a tactical ceasefire break to get them back. From the other side, Hamas is, like you just said, pushing us to our extremities in order to check us every time how Israel will react, because we want to push Israel in his extreme situation to see how we will react. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Hamas will not remain in power after. When I say after, I don't know if it is tomorrow, if it is in 1 month, I don't know what will be the next steps, but I'm telling you that they will not remain in Gaza, not politically speaking, not on a security level. So they are trying to make the situation continue. as long as possible for them. And we are in a kind of, I would say, you know, the movie Sophie's Choice. Remember this terrible movie? You know, on one hand, we need to destroy them. From the other end, we need to have our hostages back. And all the time, we are in this kind of dilemma. We're in a dilemma. We live in this dilemma. We have to control this dilemma and not Hamas to control the dilemma. But at the end of the day, what I can tell you, sorry, Howard, Hamas will not remain in Gaza. And if there is a need to get back, and there is a need to get back to a combat situation and to destroy them, we'll do it. But first of all, hostages back home.
So whereas you know, I think what you're saying is 100%. It's also clear to me that Hamas are not leaving through what the weekend showed me was that Hamas are not leaving through a ceasefire and negotiations. The only way that they are leaving is through an active military campaign, because that strategy that they employed over the weekend was a very strong signal, in my view, and I'm not an expert on this at all. I'm just an observer like anybody else is. But it said to me that Hamas will go to the brink before they leave. They'll go down in flames. They will not go down through peaceful negotiations.
I think you are right. I think that Hamas will not accept in any way on a negotiation level to leave and to get out. So we will need to go to the use of force.
Right.
And the question is not if we do it or not. The question is when we do it.
Right. Right. Very, very interesting. The one positive I believe is that we, for the first time, we're seeing criticism of Hamas from other countries in the Middle East, where we haven't seen it as overtly as we're seeing it now.
You're right. I think it's also the expression of the new American administration, which is very clear about Hamas. You know, it was not very clear in words, I mean, from the former one.
Mm.
This time, Donald Trump, the president, and Rubio, the Secretary of State, are very clear, very articulate. When they mention Hamas, they say exactly what it is. And the partners, if it is Egypt or Qatar or the Arab countries, if they want to continue to be partners and part of this matter, actually have to go on to align themselves with the American policy.
Right. In other words, the pressure is coming from and the other area as well, which is important, because that is the one way that other countries come in line. That's where we need to leave it. Olivier Rafovich, thank you as always. Reserve Colonel in the Israeli Defense Forces, the IDF, a former foreign media spokesperson and military expert for I-24 News.